All right, so download here on 720 WGN. Let's carry out. All righty, here are today's top stories. President Trump was busy all weekend tweeting about terrorism, travel bans, and gun safety. Okay. Critics say that the president's push for the courts to approve his original travel ban, not the new watered-down Joel Schumacher version, that push, done after the London attacks, may actually hurt his case in the Supreme Court. Most of the weekend tweets have already been proven wrong, taking the mayor of London out of context. The terrorist that attacked would have been able to get around his travel ban anyway. Then Nick would be kicked off the Bachelorette. That last one, I just made that last one up. Critics say this weekend's tweets were political and not remorseful for the victims and the United Kingdom in general. So in other words, Trump's making friends. Yes, he does. An NSA report just surfaced saying that the Russians indeed hacked voting booths day before the election. The hack was much more widespread and deeper than it was previously thought. Reached for comment, half of America said, "Told you so!" And then we reached out to the other half and they said, "Move on, Hillary!" To which Hillary replied, "It's all on email. Let me just forward it to you." Just can't mention Hillary's name without an email joke. The Justice Department found the 25-year-old contractor that gave the NSA doc to the press, and they charged her. Good. Finally, we caught the 25-year-old woman who was ruining America by giving us the info that was designed for us to see but hidden by federal bureaucracy. Good. We got her. USA. Don't tell us nothing. A new study out says that robots could take over 40% of retail jobs in the near future. When hearing this news, the robot commented by saying, "Do you want to open a Macy's card to get 15% off?" "No, I really don't." "It's only one card, 15%. "I'm good. You don't have to. Please? They're watching me." All right. So persuasive, those robots. Apple announced a new product today, the HomePod. It's essentially a house that plays that one U2 album. No, it's a new home device that would compete with Google and Amazon for fun party tricks, like where we turn on and off the lights or swear at it, hoping for a funny response. What does it mean? Well, it means more likely that this technology is here to stay. So what does that mean? Well, it means that AI is in and pets are out. They got to go. Who needs a cat when you have Alexa? Once those home pods start shedding, then we'll bring the dogs and cats back. It came out over the weekend that a few more bidders have shown interest in the Chicago Sun-Times. Today, one of the bidders, a suburban businessman, has removed himself from the bidding. So what's that mean? Well, we're past the 5 o'clock deadline. So we have a winner? Or do you mean deadline like they do in Springfield where nothing will be done for the next 710 days? Which definition of the word deadline are we using here? The Cab Drivers Union has said that hundreds of taxi medallions have been foreclosed on and that, quote, thousands are more likely thanks to the struggles competing with rideshare companies like Uber or Lyft. So cabbies are going bankrupt and losing work because rideshares are competing. Is that competition fair and balanced? No, although the city is going in that direction. The bigger question is whether cab companies recognize that competition will bring costs down for drivers. No, they're not going to do that? Right, what was I thinking? Of course not. That's not the American way. And if the market for medallions has crashed, not unlike, say, housing or banking in the past, will the government step in and bail them out? Seems unlikely, but I could see that argument. You regulated taxis to the limit. You forced huge costs for medallions because of the, quote, free market. And then you didn't do the same for the amateurs who came in with new technology and their own Honda Civics. Right? Have I summed it up correctly? I think there's an argument there. In weather, or as I call OG fake news, for the second week in a row, big weather got it wrong. It was supposed to rain, didn't happen. So now what? Will there at least be a Justice Department investigation? No? Who knew what? When? Now it's cold. Great. In sports, I've been saying it for months when it comes to the Cubs, nothing to worry about. They swept the Cardinals this week at Wrigley and now sit a game back in the Central behind the upstart Brew Crew. But this weekend brought out the Cubs we love, winning all three games in the seventh inning or later. Drama. Next up, the Cubs get the Marlins for a three-game set, starting right now. The Marlins. Who's on the Marlins these days? I know there's Gio Stanton, right? Maybe D. Gordon. Is Gary Sheffield still at third? Levon Hernandez? He's still mowing him down? What about Geronimo Baroa? Also, do you know this? Rick Renteria, the coach of the White Sox? He was a utility infielder for the Marlins' first team, 1993. That's hard to believe. He was 31 years old at that time. Like, when you see Rick Renteria now, you're like, oh, you played? You played in the 70s? Maybe the 60s? Is there black and white footage of you playing? Instead, 1993 with the Marlins. I really want to see that footage now. I want to see it. Hey, here comes Renteria to the plate. He doesn't look like a baseball player. He looks more like a guy who's going to sit on the bench and tell baseball players what to do. Speaking of the White Sox, they did the exact opposite. Got swept by the Tigers, but did it in the most embarrassing way possible. Blown out for the first two games, and then blew the final game in the ninth inning on a Justin Upton walk-off three-run homer. Ugh, come on. The sweep puts the Sox, get this, in the cellar in the AL Central. Last place, six back. So there you go. It took until June 5th to fulfill their 2017 destiny. The Sox are off tonight. The Golden State Warriors blew out the Cavs last night again to take a 2-0 lead. The series shifts back to Cleveland in August. Wednesday. The series isn't over, but the 14-0 playoff run has all the sports dorks saying that the Warriors are the best team to have ever played, with Vegas even weighing in. Odds, Warriors, 90s Bulls. I think the Warriors would be better. They say the Warriors get 6.5 points. Didn't we do this last year? Remember that when LeBron beat them? So sorry, let's talk after the sweep. I think the Warriors are awesome, but you know what? We had Ron Harper, so no one ever mentions Ron Harper. They're always like, there's so many guys on the Warriors. I don't know who, Jordan and Pippen. I'm like, Harper would take one of those guys. You couldn't really ask Ron about covering them because he had an awesome stutter. But he's a good defensive player, right? The Stanley Cup playoffs are back at it tonight. The Predators won Game 3 over the weekend. They could tie it all up. There you go, Preds, finally. Is it tonight? They play tonight? Yeah. That's how much I'm paying attention to the Predators and the Penguins. Yeah. Rob's got us. Rob's got our back, right? All right, we got any Bears news? Have we made an offer to Jeremy Maclin yet? No? All right, let's do that. And finally tonight, a new study says that babies are ready for their own room at the early age of 4 months. Wow. This goes against the traditional rule of thumb. And in my case, I guess this study proves that it's time for me to move out and get my own room. Which is fine, because Dad snores. That's the carryout for June 5th, 2017. Hey, we got the soft serve machine up from the basement. So if you lost your Little League game tonight, come on in. We'll help you forget. All right, coming up, Kevin Lampe, Chris Roebling, Touche! Argue about the politics of the day, and there's a lot to talk about. Tweets, travel bans, The Bachelorette. No, that didn't. That's coming up here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.